rodeo fans. You're listening to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Put your hands together for this next cowboy. He has written his last 7 rules, and tonight he's going to try and make it 8.
Here comes the boom sound.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, rodeo fans and making 8 maniacs. That's right. It's time for another Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here with Making8.com. And today is Good Wrangler Wednesday. And I know some of you guys are probably wondering what the heck we're doing out here. You know, yesterday we actually put out and had Toes Out Tuesday. You know, we're kind of relating everything to, the rodeo world. And, you know, we're just kind of coming up with some catchphrases here that would be good for our radio shows. And today is Wrangler Wednesday. Well, I know some of you guys are thinking, well, why is this guy putting out Wrangler Wednesday? Well, it's not just because of the jeans that are put out there. You know, what is a Wrangler? You know, I started looking into it a little bit and kind of asking myself that question. Now, I'll tell you, I've got a lot of Wranglers sitting in my closet there, and some of them I've had for many, many years. Wranglers are definitely, in my opinion, the toughest brand of jeans you could buy. And I'm only saying that because that's what I don't wear them, you know, because I'm sponsored by them or anything like that, although we would love to be. I got to tell you, you know, to me, the Wranglers are the most dependable jeans. They just don't rip and tear up and snag and things like that. You know, I'm pretty pleased with my Wranglers. I got Wranglers from back when I was riding bulls on the circuits, you know, week in and week out. So, yeah, they last, you know. But what really is a Wrangler, you know? So I actually pulled up the definition of what a Wrangler was, and it's actually a person who takes care of saddle horses, a cowboy, you know? And many of us are Wranglers out there. But I also saw a definition that I thought was kind of interesting. It's someone who argues noisily or angrily. And I got to tell you that one way or another, I am certainly a Wrangler. So, and Mrs. Making 8 will certainly agree with me that, you know, even when I'm talking, I tend to yell. And so that does happen quite often. Maybe that's why I've lost a lot of fans. Maybe that's why some of the fans don't care for us out there, you know. But, hey, it is what it is, you know. But it is Wrangler Wednesday. So we're talking a little Wrangler, talking a little rodeo, talking a little bull riding with you guys. Want to let y'all know phone lines are open. If you guys want to jump on board, give us a call, 646-915-9940. We do have our question of the day popped up here that we'll be giving out here shortly. But we also have our topic of the week. What is your most memorable rodeo story? So if you guys have a good memorable rodeo story that you want to share with us, make sure to give us a call. Push 1 on your phone so we know you want to talk with us. Otherwise, we're just going to let you listen in. We do finally have some fans over here in the chat room, some of our regulars. And I was kind of surprised the show started, and I didn't see hardly anybody. Of course, we do have our diehard young fan, Miss Melanie, who was tuned in quite early, giving us our cowboy logic for the day. So we do have that we're going to share with you guys. We got a lot to talk about. You know, I got to tell you, it was kind of interesting how everything started to come together this morning. But we got to get into talking about some of the things that are going on outside the rodeo, too. And for some of you Dallas Maverick fans out there, I know that you guys are a little happy. They did beat the Heat last night by 3 points. Came down to the wire last few seconds. But they did tie the series at 2 games apiece. So, for us Heat fans, we're kind of sweating a little bit. But, hey, I do know that they're going to be having a Game 6, which will be back in Miami, and potentially a Game 7. This is going to be an interesting series, and those guys are really going at it. you know, I'm not a big basketball fan, but I do got to pull for the Heat. And the big reason why, I think, is because so many of our fans out there are pulling for the Dallas Mavericks that, hey, I'm going to go for the underdogs. And I wouldn't necessarily say they're underdogs because I think they've got a better team. But I got to tell you, the Mavs are certainly giving them a run for their money. This is a great series, and it's been interesting to watch, even for somebody who's not a basketball fan. So, yeah, I know you guys are probably tired of hearing about it. You know, it's like, oh, you know, come on, let's talk rodeo. Let's talk bull riding. Come on, we got to get into the Western stuff. But, yeah, we'll talk about that. I've also got to throw out another fun fact that I did find out today, that today in sports history, the AFL and NFL merged on this day to have Super Bowl I. So they're having a lockout. We may have history this year being, you know, some of the changes that are going on in the NFL. And I honestly cannot wait for football season. But more importantly, I can't wait for rodeo season to get picked back up on TV so we can sit back and watch a lot more of it. But, hey, we got GAC was broadcasting CBR last night. We've got some PRCA news to talk about. We got a whole lot of things going on, and we're going to talk about them when we come back from our first break. So, with it being Wrangler Wednesday here, rodeo fans, I got to let y'all know that our first partner that we want to talk about would be none other than Wrangler Wear themselves. So, go check them out, wrangler.com. You can find them right there. Huge contributors to the rodeo community. Stay tuned, guys. You're listening to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show on a Wrangler Wednesday afternoon.
Well, as the saying goes, long live cowboys. So if you want to be like a cowboy, dress like a cowboy, there's only one way to go. Wrangler jeans and shirts, that's the place to be. Be there or be square. From the low cuts to the cowboy cuts, they've got them all. Wrangler jeans and shirts. Take it from me, world champion Rob Smets, being a cowboy runs in your jeans.
I had a horse when I was young. I was trying to put his saddle on when I felt a warm summer breeze from the riverbed. So I went fishing for some rainbow trout when in the distance I heard mama shout, "Hurry up, son, dinner's going cold." Working in the city, country still my home. Life just ain't the same without cowboys and Cadillacs. Always lack old campfire melodies that used to sing to me. Though it's got fancy bars with models and stars, the memories take me back. Cowboys and Cadillacs. Now I'm up at 6 a.m. cause it feels the pain, time's no friend. I grab a cup of coffee on my way out the door. Fighting traffic every inch of the way. I crank the radio and try to escape, and then play an old song that brings a little smile. Working in the city, the country still my home. Life just ain't boys and Cadillacs, blue jeans and black hats. It don't matter how high the ceiling tries, Don't matter how high the buildings rise, the spirit always lasts. Oh, campfire melody, Daddy used to sing to me. And though it's got fancy bars with models and stars, the memories take me back to cowboys and Cadillacs. Oh yeah, cowboys and Cadillacs. Cowboys and Cadillacs.
All right, welcome back to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here with Macon8.com. That's right, on a Wrangler Wednesday. Now, y'all might have been sitting back wondering, what the heck was that tone? No, it ain't no tornado. No, it's not an air raid. But I will tell you that it is time, if you guys want to jump on board and give us a call for our question of the day. If you think you know what we talked about yesterday, give us a call. 646-915-9940. Be happy to sit back. We'll see if you got what it takes. Now, this is just our test run week, as we're going to kind of throw things out here. We will be offering up some good prizes here coming up for these, but we want to know what you guys think about Macon 8 and our Lunch Hour Rodeo shows and just see how much you know about it. So feel free to jump on board, give us a call. We'll be happy to hear from you. Make sure you push 1 on your phone. So anyhow, I will tell you guys that we do have one of our good friends that we had on our show yesterday, Mr. Joe Scully, here with us. And, you know, we talked with him yesterday about some of the things that are going on with our good friends across the border and how much rodeo and bull riding are going on up there. And he was letting us know about a new network that's come out called Rawhide Rodeo TV. And we talked with him afterwards and got things set up. So we actually worked out a partnership deal. Well, we're going to promote Rawhide Rodeo TV, and you guys can find out from event to event what's going on. You guys can catch some highlights, some great action footage that's actually put on by Mr. Joe Scully himself. And you'll see him do a lot of this editing and things like that. He's a great guy to follow along with. And most definitely, you know, he's got some great footage. I sat back and watched a little bit of him yesterday. Pretty exciting. So you guys can find him now on the Macon 8 Rodeo Network. Click on over to the video page. And if you want to find out more about Joe Scully, you can also find him under our Rodeo Stars Network. Click under there and you'll find Joe Scully, I promise you. So, yeah, we're pretty proud to be able to have him on board and be able to promote what's going on there across the border, you know. But, hey, there's so much action going on right now in the rodeo and in the bull riding community. I was a little nervous this morning. Now, I spent most of yesterday and the day before, you know, we've been working on getting things packed up, moved into storage as we're getting ready to head out west next week. Going to be heading out to Louisiana for the summer. We're going to take the kids out there, spend some time with some friends, hopefully get out to start doing some more rodeos and things like that so we can get you guys the action. But we're going to continue our Lunch Hour Rodeo shows all summer long. We're going to be talking about some of the upcoming events, but we've got a lot of things in store for you guys, so make sure to stay tuned. But yeah, I was a little nervous because we spent so much time packing yesterday and getting up this morning and trying to get things loaded up so we can make another run as soon as our show is over, that I didn't get an opportunity to sit back and find out what was going on in the rodeo network in the last 24 hours. So I was kind of sweating a little bit. However, you know, things always happen, and within the last hour, I have gotten slammed with phone calls, with tweets, with updates on what's going on, started looking into some things, and man, I'm going to be able to get it all in today's show. That's how much has been going on. Obviously, yesterday, Brendan Clark had his show last night, a pretty good one. He's got a new layout. I did not get to see the whole thing as I had to watch the replay of it this morning, and you know, I would love to I'm trying to multitask here, but we were looking to try to get Matt West to check in with us. He was talking about how bored he was, and I was trying to get him to call into the show. Yeah, no such luck today, but he said that he will check in with us soon and look forward to having Matt West here on board with us. But anyways, getting back to it, you know, yeah, I had to listen to the archives this morning or watch the archives of it and haven't been able to watch the whole thing. So if you guys have some key notes or some key highlights, if you guys actually watched the show last night, make sure to fill us in. You know, we're going to probably talk a little bit more about it tomorrow. However, I will tell you that I did catch that he said that there are some big things coming up that he can't really talk about, but it's going to possibly even change the shape of rodeo. I'm very curious to hear what he had to say about that. You know, I didn't get the full show yesterday, so if maybe you guys have a lot, you know, maybe if you guys have a little bit more information on it, let me know, please. I'm dying to find out what this could be. I do know that he's going to be on his show again next week, so you guys can look forward to that on Tuesday. And Wednesday, he's going to be taking off and headed towards Australia, which is something that we definitely have to talk about. I mean, you know, I know Cord McCoy is over there. There's going to be a lot of the PBR superstars going to be in Australia, as well as Brazil and then Canada. You know, there are events breaking out worldwide. And, you know, well, heck, I mean, even Rodeo China coming up in October. I mean, how cool is that going to be? I'm looking forward to finding out more about this deal. I still haven't got an email back. I did put in an email to them in hopes that we could get some sort of information about that. I really want to find out about what this Rodeo China is all about. Could be very, very interesting. But anyhow, you know, there's so much rodeo and so much bull riding going on. I did catch wind, too, that JB, Mooney, Jory Marcus, Cody Campbell are going to be in Ardmore, Oklahoma this weekend at a Touring Pro event, you know. So if you guys are around that area, hey, go check out, you know, some of the top-ranked bull riders. They are going to be there. You know, there's no rest for the weary, that's for sure. Also, got to let you guys know, since we're talking on the international subject and we're talking about Rodeo China and talking about PBR Australia and PBR Brazil, PBR Canada, what's going on with our European Bull Riders? Well, I did get to check out their Facebook fan page, the European Bull Riders fan page, and I do know that they did have a rodeo this weekend in Belgium, and they do have some pictures posted over there. So if you guys have not been over there, make sure to go check that out as well. You know, we got to kind of support those European bull riders. They're all we got over there in Europe, and we want to get these guys more excited about it. Now, there are a lot of PBR fans over there. We've gotten so many of them that, you know, PBR tweethearts or whatnot, you know, but there's so many rodeos that are out there going on worldwide, and this is an epidemic, you know. This is a sport that is revolutionized, you know. I mean, so many people are very interested in what we're doing. I know that when I was in Japan, that they actually have a bull riding series over there as well. Now, I will tell you, they're not riding bulls, they're riding cows, because that's really all they can get over there, but the cows buck. And, you know, if it'll buck, these guys will ride it. And, you know, I love it. What's even funnier than that to see is to see a little 4-foot Japanese guy go out there and actually get on a bull and ride. I'm telling you, it's pretty impressive. But, you know, it got me thinking about that. Wow. I mean, just the international response that rodeo has now. You take a look out there and see what's going on. You know, 40, 50 years ago, these guys didn't know what rodeo is, and we as fans have been so intrigued by what's happened that we're bringing it to them, and I love it. You know, I think that, you know, it's more than just a sport. It's also a way of life, you know. But we as cowboys and cowgirls and, you know, raising our families this way can really relate to a lot of people in these different countries. And, you know, they get out there and they work horses, they ride horses, they still utilize horses as a, you know, as a major means of transportation, you know, because it's reliable, you know, it's dependable, and it's affordable, you know. So, I mean, it still happens out there, and I'm so impressed that, you know, that they're bringing this into the sports realm where we as fans can actually tune in, and we're starting to get more and more information on how things are run over there. I love it. I really do. And you know, thanks to guys like Joe Scully being up there in Canada, really wanting to support and promote what the rodeos are like up there in his area. We want you fans to be connected, and this is how you can do it right here on the Making 8 Rodeo Network. You know, this is why we've designed this company to be what it is. You know, sure, our media productions are something completely separate. You know, we should sit back, we go out and actually do these broadcasts and interact with you fans and create this, you know, interaction with you guys like you guys have never seen before. That's all well and good, but the Rodeo Network, that's what it's all about, is getting out here and finding out what's going on in these other areas and showing support, showing how the Americans support what's going on in Canada and Brazil and Australia and Europe and China, you know. We want you guys to be a part of that. It's huge. So, you know, there's certainly a lot of cool things going on, and, you know, it's summertime. The rodeos are heating up. Cowboy Christmas right around the corner. You're going to see the month of July take off. And I think that this could be one of the most competitive years that we've seen in the sport of rodeo, not just rodeo, but bull riding as well, you know, ever. I think that with the races that we have, with the PBR Built for Tough standings, with the Touring Pro Division standings, with what's going on in the PRCA and the CBR, I'm telling you, this is going to be a really wild month. A lot of rodeos are going to be out there, and, you know, we're not talking about just the main ones, even these smaller ones in your local communities that are happening. You guys are going to have a chance to see many of your top athletes show up at these deals to go win a little money and go out there to these bigger shows. So now is the time to get out there and go see these guys. Go check them out. Get up close and personal, you know, and find out just how things are run out here in the cowboy lifestyle. These guys spend all year long gearing up for what's about to happen this month. Now, of course, finals and things like that, they all happen towards the end of the year. You know, we see PBR finals in October, the Wrangler National finals, you know, the PRCA finals in December. You know, then we've got January, February, March that are full of finals that, you know, Making 8 was actually out broadcasting, the IFR. So many different finals are going on that time of year. But this is where they make that money to be there. These next few months, things will start dying down, you know, and we'll start seeing who's going to be there towards the later part, you know, September time, October time, we'll know who's going to be in that top 15 or in that top 10 and, you know, or in the top 40 in the PBR. So, yeah, it's going to be really interesting. I cannot wait for these next couple months. I know a lot of fans are gearing up for the Thackerville, Oklahoma Built for Tough Series event, talking about having fans fly in from all over. Making 8 is looking to be there. We're sending out our media credentials this week. Hopefully we'll get something back on that. Love to be out there, and then we'll be doing our radio shows with the following week, hopefully having some great interviews, you know. We're going to change things up just a little bit, you know, instead of worrying about so much of the video broadcasting that we've struggled with. I think that we're going to post a lot of those on Twitter or on YouTube, and we're just going to work on getting things posted out there, you know, with our radio shows and trying to encourage that, you know. We've got to focus on getting some sponsors for our radio shows, and hopefully we'll get some great advertisers out here that really want to promote their sport or promote their business or their company within the rodeo community. Right here is where they're going to have an opportunity to do that. So anyways, I've been sitting here rambling on here for the last 25 minutes or so, and I still have not got a caller that's willing to step out and give us a call to see how much they know about yesterday's show. Now, we'll give you a question, but we're going to wait till you actually call in to give you the question on yesterday's show. Do you have what it takes? Do you think you know enough about Making 8? They're not going to be that hard. I promise you we'll go easy on you. Shoot, we had Scotty Plowman answer our first one yesterday. And if Scotty Plowman can do it, I know that anybody can answer any of our questions out here. So anyhow, hopefully we'll get you guys on board. Give us a call, 646-915-9940. Like I said, also, you know, it's gotten kind of quiet over there in the chat room. If you guys, know what Brendan Clark was referring to when he's talking about some big things happening in the bull riding world, please let me know. I'm very curious. But we got a lot to talk about, and I'm going to kind of jump ship right here. You know, we talk a lot about the PBR, and for good reason, because there's a lot with them. They do a fantastic job, and, you know, we're very, very pleased to be able to bring you so much PBR action. However, there's a lot going on right now in the PRCA world, and this is something that we don't talk about a whole lot, but I really want to touch on today. I started going through and checking out what was going on just in the PRCA community, and I did catch word that Boyd Gaming is actually going to be sponsoring the Pro Rodeo Reports during the NFR on Pro Rodeo Live. And, you know, I was thinking, you know, man, we've got to get somebody like Boyd Gaming on board with us, that's for sure. You know, we do put out a lot of rodeo information for you fans, but we create a way for you guys to be able to interact with us and talk with our guests that call into the show, ask them questions, that type of thing, you know, without actually even having to call into the show. And, you know, I know that you guys are really enjoying that, and we're going to continue to keep bringing that to you for as long as we can. But, yeah, you know, we're kind of looking and hoping that we could get somebody like Boyd Gaming that wants to pick up and say, hey, we want to be part of the Making 8 Rodeo Network, and we want to be part of the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show. So you guys can stay tuned to that. But and definitely in other PRCA news, this was pretty big. And, you know, there is a team now that has been formed. And if you guys have been following the PRCA for any length of time, you know that they actually have Team Wyoming, which is put together. You've got guys from different events, actually guys and girls. They do have some cowgirls out there. They do pick up barrel racers and things like that. But it really, it's supported by the state. I mean, we're talking the governor is involved, and, you know, the whole community, the whole state itself comes together to promote these top athletes within that state. I do know that in Wyoming that they actually have Dusty Tuckness, who's actually been on our shows from time to time, was actually our color commentator for the live broadcast event we brought you for the Thunder Equa Games. But they've got many, many more as well. And, you know, I just think it's really, really cool that, you know, you would see a team being formed. Well, they actually have a separate, another team that jumped on, and that team being Team Oklahoma. So they've put together a second team now that's also competing. They help and get sponsors and things like that. I do know that I believe Bobby Wells is also part of that Team Wyoming, who we've also had on our show. He's one of the bull riders. Team Oklahoma has some pretty good guests or pretty good team members as well. They've put together a pretty tight team, and I believe that these guys share sponsorship dollars that come in from the state. I do know that Team Oklahoma is actually looking for some sponsors from the state of Oklahoma there to contribute and support that team, and I like it. I like what they're doing. But I think that this could also change the shape of rodeo. And, you know, started looking into it, and I would love, that would be an ideal thing, is to have a finals held where the states would be able to compete for each, you know, compete to see who, what state can produce the best athletes, you know, in the rodeo events, and then take them to a national level, you know, and then you bring in the top Brazilians and the top Canadians and the top Australians, you know, but you have to be a resident from those states. That's, you know, that's the kicker. You know, I mean, these guys rodeo everywhere, and you'll see guys that are competing in the, you know, Canadian finals that are American because they spent so much time up there competing. Well, this is something where I think it comes down to actually being a resident, and I think you actually have to reside in that state to be a team member, and I like it. I like the idea. I like the concept. This is something that Making 8 had wanted to try to do, is to form and produce or pull in the biggest bull riders from every state to compete at one particular event and put it on somewhere like in Kansas or Missouri or something like that, you know, once a year. And then, you know, the state has bragging maybe that would give them home field advantage for the next year. Maybe that, you know, that the following year finals or something would be held in that particular state. But that's got a lot of potential and could certainly lead into some big, big things. I like it. I like the idea. Anyhow, we've actually got a caller on the line, so we're going to take that caller right now. 216, you're on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show.
Hi, Scott. It's Denise.
Well, hello, Miss Denise. How are you?
I figured I'd call so you didn't have to keep asking people to call.
Good deal.
I'll answer a question. I don't know if I have the answer, but...
Right. Well, we're going to go easy on you guys. Obviously, this is our first week, and we're just trying to get these things started up. We're going to start giving away some big prizes, hopefully, here in the very, very near future. But we got to try to make these test runs just to kind of see how they go. Now, yesterday, we actually had the opportunity to talk with Joe Scully, who's here in our chat room, and hopefully he doesn't give away what was happening out there. But we're talking about a big PBR Canada event where they're actually going to have a bounty bull. Do you remember the name of the bounty bull that we had talked about yesterday?
No.
Not at all, huh?
No, yesterday I knew it.
You know, well, maybe
not
we
today.
Should have had that, right? You've slept since then, huh?
I had 4 hours of sleep since then.
I hear
it
you.
It all went.
Well,
but I've been sitting
okay.
in the jury assembly room for a while.
So no guess at all?
No.
Oh, okay.
It's on the tip of my tongue, but I can't think of it.
It starts with an S. Wow.
Oh, brain fart.
No, I'm kidding. That'll probably
be
make
nice.
It worse. We've actually got some fans on here that say that they know what it is, but and if they know, I don't know why they didn't try to call our show and get on, you know, to see just how much they really do know. I'm sure that one of our fans does know because he's actually was part of the conversation yesterday. But, you know what? It's a great try. The bull was actually Slash is the name of the bull.
I was going to say that, but I didn't want to be wrong.
Right? Well, hey, it's
I
worth a guess.
Saying it. I'm like,
you never know.
I don't want to be wrong.
Okay. Do you know how much the bounty is for?
$20,000.
Very good. Okay. We'll give you half of that anyways.
I was paying attention.
That was actually going to be my original one, but then I said, ah, heck with it. We'll just go with the bull's name. So, yeah. But you did get the $20,000 right. That is going to be the bounty bull that's out there this weekend. The winner is going to have an opportunity to ride Slash for $20,000. That's a big payout for Canada. So thank you for playing along, Miss Denise, and hopefully jury duty does not hold you up too much.
Yeah, we can hope.
Any big cases going on up there?
Uh-huh.
Big cases.
Yeah.
Oh, you're not a part of it? Oh. We want to know the details. You know, they actually, it's kind of funny that, now, of course, I haven't had jury duty in quite some time, fortunately. It's been a long time since I've actually gotten selected for jury duty, but they actually picked the jury for that Casey Anthony trial that's over in Orlando right now from right over here where I used to live in Pinellas County, and it's actually where I used to work, too. So that's where they selected the jury from and then moved them over to Orlando. I don't know why they did it. I thought it was kind of interesting. It's just a bit of information there for you.
Yeah, I thought I just did it a couple years ago, less than 2 years ago, but then I looked at my paper and it was 4 years ago. So it was my turn again.
Wow. Well, I'm telling you, it's been a lot longer than 4 years since I've had to sit there in that jury room. But I definitely feel for you. And Denise, hey, I'm glad. Thank you for calling.
No problem. Even though
all right,
I got
have
wrong.
A good day. That's all right. You got half of it right. We'll give you half credit.
Half credit. Okay.
All right. We'll see you later. Have a good day.
Okay. Bye.
Hi, guys. Miss Denise giving it a run. Thank you for at least coming out there and playing along with us there, Miss Denise. And we will give you half credit. The $20,000 is the bounty going up for the bull Slash. And that was the original answer. So we're going to play along here again tomorrow. You know, of course, we're going to have more topics that we'll talk about here today. So make sure you guys are taking notes here. And if you're back here listening on the archives, make sure that if you can get here on a live show, you can call in. And you never know. I mean, we may be able to put together a prize between now and tomorrow. And if things go well, then we'll throw it out there to you guys, you know. So if somebody gets a hold of us and says, hey, we want to donate to your prize, we'll certainly do that. We'll take it, and then we'll put it out there to you guys. May not have one every day, but, hey, it's fun to play along anyways, right? So anyways, getting back down to it, we're talking about this Team Oklahoma that's been formed now, and they're ready to launch. I thought it was a pretty interesting deal, and I would like to see more of that in the rodeo community. What do you guys think about it? I mean, would you guys think that that would be cool, is to have representatives from each state going to compete in different rodeos as part of a team, you know? I would like to see it structured a little bit differently. I think that they could be structured maybe outside of the PRCA, where they just take the top-ranked guys to compete, you know, from that state. And it doesn't matter what event or what, you know, what you do. But anyways, Ryan Jarrett is your all-around hand. Team Ropers are Nick Surtain and Colin Von Ann. Those are your team ropers for Team Oklahoma. Tie-down ropers, Jerome Schneeberger. Hunter Heron and Trent Krieger are your steer ropers. J.P. Wickett, Chet Heron, and Rod Hartness are your bareback riders. D.V. Fennell, Justin McDaniel, and bareback riders are D.V. Fennell and Justin McDaniel. Bull rider is Tate Stratton, and your bell racers are Tanya Papineau and Sherilyn Johnson and Angie Metters. And I thought that was really cool that they put together this team. Like I said, this could really develop into something huge. And you know, that already has two states right now that are leading into it. You know, I mean, two states are already doing this. I would love to see more jump on board. You know, I think that that's so important for our states to step up and say, listen, we're going to send, you know, our best, you know, rodeo athletes to compete against other states. And like I said, I would like to see them keep score, take average, you know, and really have that opportunity to come together, maybe have like some sort of state finals. You know, they do have Western Circuit Final. PRCA has so many different circuit finals, things like that, that I think that it would be important for this thing to come together outside of the PRCA. But it's going to take some big-time sponsors and some big-time organizers to come together and say, listen, we're going to take the best from the states. It doesn't matter what association. So just something to think about, you know. This could be the new shape that we're seeing take place in the sport of rodeo. And then, like I said, and then carry it on to an international level where the 50 states, the top 50 states, compete in so many different events, and then they hold a series and then take the top, you know, they take the top, I don't know, 20 states to compete against the internationals. You know, I like it. I like it. I like the concept. And it could certainly lead into some big, big things here in the future. Guys, we've got about 20 minutes left in our show. Want to let you all know phone lines are still open. If you guys want to jump on board here, give us a call. 646-915-9940. We're also looking to hear about your best or your favorite, most memorable rodeo story. Feel free to give us a call. We're going to take another short break here, fans. Want to remind you guys that Macon 8 Rodeo Network is starting to really take shape. We've got a lot of new things. We added some new pages out there. We've got joescully.com posted on Macon 8 Rodeo Network. We've got Rawhide Rodeo TV now broadcasting on the Macon 8 Rodeo Network. We've got our new news page that is posted out there. And I do have to let you guys know that, you know, with the news page, that we're still trying to work out some of the kinks. So, and trying to get everything set up where you guys actually get more rodeo news that's going on. So make sure to tune in, check out the Rodeo News Center. It's actually the Macon 8 Rodeo Network Tribune. So go check it out, and definitely love to hear from you guys. Don't go anywhere, fans. You're listening to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show on a Ropin' Wednesday. Stay tuned.
Here's the wars and revolutions, bucking horses and prostitution. Them rank bramble bulls that keep on bucking, and them sad sweet girls good for the loving.
Nah, I got one. I was born in the wild, raised in a cave. Riding spinning bulls is all I crave. Busting out windows, tearing down doors, taking out virgins, bringing back horse. Daddy was hung as a horse thief, my mama was burned as a witch. I got 14 sisters working a whorehouse, and me, I'm a bull riding son of a bitch.
From on 6 foot, don't like supper, but I sure like breakfast. Daddy, he was hung as a horse thief, and my mama, she was burned as a witch. I got 14 sisters at work in a whorehouse with me. Well, I'm a bull riding son of a bitch.
Coming in from Joe Scully asking us about what the difference is, or what would be the difference between the circuits, you know, because they do have the Montana and the California circuits. You know, I think that raises a great question. However, I will tell you that you don't have to be a resident of California or Montana to be the champion of the California circuit. You know, you only have to compete in those events. Now, more than likely, you could have a California resident or a Montana resident take the championship because they live there and they could stay right there and compete in that particular circuit more often. But in the situation where they have a team, these teams get sponsored to be able to compete in certain events, so many events throughout the year. They get sponsored by their community, you know. They're sponsored by the state. They're representatives of the state, and I love it. I think that it's a great concept, and I think that you could take these teams and go to other venues, go to other events, and compete as a state representative, you know, as a representative for your state. That, you know, I mean, we all watch sports, you know, some kind of sports anyways, and majority of them, you know, I mean, it's like football or basketball, baseball, anything like that. Obviously, you know, with the finals going on right now in basketball, like we had last night, Miami Heat, you know, most of the Florida residents are cheering for the Miami Heat, just like most of the Texans are pulling for the Dallas Mavericks, you know? So, you know, it kind of gives you a fan base, you know? It kind of gives those athletes a fan base right there, you know, and they're representing their state. I love it. I would love to see more of it, and hopefully more states will jump on board. Florida desperately needs a team, you know? We need to build rodeo back up here in the state of Florida, and I think that it would be so imperative for some of the local Florida supporters to get on board and say, you know what, we want to continue this here in the state, so we're gonna support our best athletes here in the state of Florida to represent and compete against others in other states. I think once you get so many states on board, you know, that you'll see that it happens more often. Oh, it looks like Joe said that he's got a favorite rodeo story. He was actually going to dial in and press 1. However, I think he pressed 1 twice because it shut off. So, and I've got many of them. Yep, see, there it is right there. So let's see if we can't bring in a guy that we had yesterday. He's 2 for 2, Mr. Joe Scully. What's going on, brother?
Just enjoying another day. Thanks for having me back.
You bet, man.
So you're looking for favorite rodeo stories on Wrangler Wednesday, and I had one that's absolutely perfect for today. And it involves our good friends Wrangler, Long Live Cowboys, and one of my favorite rodeo stories. I was up in Cumberland, Maine, up on the northeast coast there for a bull riding event and an IPRA rodeo as well, and was announcing with the clown Sal Caruso, who's based out of New York. And he's a guy, he doesn't really do anything scripted. We just kind of fly by the seat of our pants throughout our show. And he doesn't really have big acts because he's really just a barrel man. Like at most of his events, they just use him for bull riding. So he doesn't have like traditional acts. So that's where a rodeo clown will just kind of wing it, right? So we do the age-old dancing contest where you get 5 people out there, you blindfold them, eliminate them, and you just kind of make fun of the spectators, right? So it's just another day up in Podunk, Cumberland, Maine, and we're getting our volunteers, and he picks this lady. She's got to be 55 years old, and she's about 225 pounds for the dancing contest to join the little 18-year-old girls that he picked from the other side to come into the arena. And so we're getting everyone to climb in the arena, except this little old lady did not want to climb the fence at all. And because it was pandemonium, they had snow fence with T-posts right in front of the rodeo fence for safety, and she didn't want to, like, climb over it or anything like that. So me being the smartass that I am, I'm also in the arena, and I'm walking around. I'm, like, trying to say, come on, you know, if this was Survivor, you'd be doing it. You know, don't be chicken, climb the fence. So I'm like, fine, I'll show you how easy it is. So I, like, climb up the fence. So now I'm sitting on the fence on the top rung, and I'm kind of catcalling her. I'm like, come on, it's easy. It's a fence. It's a ladder. Come on, like that, right? Still no dice, and she's pointing at the snow fence. So I figured I'd help her out. So I, like, jumped like a WWE wrestler from the top rung of the rodeo arena onto the snow fence to, like, knock it down so she could just step over it. But right. It was hung up with T-posts, and I didn't see, and that's exactly where I landed, ripping the ass end right out of my Wrangler jeans.
Wow. Well, hopefully you have some colorful briefs on up underneath.
I actually had a blister, and it was close. I mean, I just about impaled myself on this T-post, and the crowd went nuts and this, that, and the other thing. Now, unfortunately, I always carry, and I was on the road for a few days. I had, like, 2 more pair of jeans right in the truck, right behind the announcer stand. So I went running out of the arena, you know, after I got her escorted in, and went whipping around to my truck, put on a new pair of Wranglers, and walked out. And so now we get in 3/4 of the way through the act, and she didn't even want to dance, right? So, you know, I took my jeans. I had the old pair of jeans on my shoulder, and took them down. I'm like, come on, ma'am, do it for the jeans, do it for the jeans. And she ended up winning. Her song I picked for her was Old Time Rock and Roll. She actually shook it in the end. And
wow.
I threw my jeans up on the stage of the announcer stand, and after we tore down, I went to go get them because I figured I could stitch them up again. They'd be good for booting around the farm. And one of those great rodeo fans from Cumberland, Maine, stole the announcer's ripped jeans. Gone.
Nice. A souvenir. Wow. They'll take anything out of a rodeo arena, won't they?
Yeah, exactly. Even my jeans. I mean, that's the last pair of jeans I'd ever steal.
Yeah, really. Yeah, that's the last person's used jeans you want to take is probably the rodeo announcers. But and that's awesome, man. That is hilarious. You started to make me nervous there. I thought you were going to talk about the young lady ended up splitting hers, but that was almost just as bad as ripping your own there out there in the arena. So what a way to top off our Wrangler Wednesday, man. I appreciate the story. It was great.
No worries.
All right, Joe. Well, hey, listen, man, I appreciate you guys letting us jump on board here and start promoting what's going on up there across the border. Really excited about having it on the Making 8 Rodeo Network, partner.
Yeah, we're excited. I mean, I just popped on, checked out my website. I appreciate that being under Rodeo Stars. I don't know how much of a star I am, but definitely Rawhide Rodeo TV. It looks, it blends right in, and we'll be tracking that. And I have an event coming up. In 2 weeks' time, Chesterville, we have like six cameras at this thing, so we're going to have a ton of footage that we'll be able to put on our portal, which will be on the Making 8 Network. So we'll be excited, and we'll be guaranteeing to bring some interesting rides, wrecks, and some of that Canadian rodeo to the rodeo fans on Making 8.
Can't wait to see it, brother. Can't wait to see it, man. Have yourself a great day. We'll catch up with you.
All right, good chatting with you, Scott. We'll talk soon. Bye.
All right, Joe. All right, guys. Joe Scully giving us a little bit of a rodeo story on a Wrangler Wednesday, man. I'll tell you, how fitting is that? The guy gets out there and splits his Wranglers. Bad news. And I will tell you that whether you're a bull rider, whether you're a roper, whether you're an announcer, barrel man, it doesn't make a difference. You can always find an extra pair of jeans in a pickup truck or in a gear bag from any one of these guys. If you've been around rodeo long enough, you know that it is imperative for the people participating in rodeo to bring extra britches with you. Most definitely. So, hey, guys, we're actually winding things down here on our Lunch Hour Rodeo Show on a Wrangler Wednesday. One thing that we did not get out here today that I'm on a roll, so we're going to continue to do it. We're going to throw out here our cowboy logic. Obviously, Miss Melanie jumped on board here, was actually able to tune in here the first part of our show, and we got to talk about a little bit about the cowboy logic. And she posted a good one out here this morning that I figured I'd share with you guys. Thought it was really good. So here it is, courtesy of Miss Melanie. Love is like drinking beer. Once you get too much of it, you begin to act stupid. And you know what? That's kind of true in a lot of cases. Just something to think about. There's your cowboy logic for the day, courtesy of Miss Melanie. But you know what? Also, I saw a really great comment out here. Posted on Twitter earlier today by none other than the lovely Miss Kat Johnson. And I figured I'd kind of share it with you. It's nothing more than three words. And it goes something like this. Pay it forward. So there's some more cowboy logic for you. You know, I saw it posted. It was linked to something else. And I said, you know what? That right there means so much. So when you're out there today, think about what you can do to pay it forward. I think it's so important that we do that, you know. So anyways, that is your cowboy logic for the day. Want to thank everybody for jumping on board here with us. We got a lot more action to talk about. We've got some more guests that are going to be jumping on board here this week. We've still got two more shows left before the weekend. And I will let you guys know that next week, we will actually be on the road Tuesday. So we're going to be doing a live broadcast on the road. Now, I will tell you that I've got the whole Making 8 family that's going to be there as well as we take off to head to Louisiana. I can't guarantee that things are going to go as smoothly as they are normally. Normally, I got my little box or I got my office I can sit in and kind of have my peace and quiet, come out here and do our shows.
That's not going to be the case next Tuesday. So it'll be a fun show as we're going to be on the road. Want you guys to tune in. We'll sit back and talk with us. We'll talk with you guys to let you guys know what's going on. Shoot, we may even throw some of the kids or the wife out there. It'll be a good time. So make sure to tune into that next Tuesday as we'll be on the road to Louisiana. And got to remind you, we got another show coming your way tomorrow right here, 12 noon Eastern Standard Time on Makin8.com. Got to thank all of our partners, all of the fans for tuning in here today, taking part. Obviously, some of our newest members here on the Rodeo Network, Makin 8 Rodeo Network, being Mr. Joe Scully himself and Rawhide Rodeo TV. Proud to have them supporters. And you guys make sure to get over there. You can also find Joe on Twitter. Go over and check out his website right there under the Rodeo Stars Network on Makin8.com. You'll find all of his links. You can find him on Facebook, on Twitter. Huge social media guy. He posts some great blogs, so make sure to get over there and tune into those. And, hey, show him that Makin8 supports it. So until tomorrow, though, rodeo fans, want to remind you guys, hey, pay it forward today. And until tomorrow, get a grip with Makin8.com.
This is Wrangler National Finals Rodeo announcer Roger Mooney. When you get ready to get a grip and get explosive, get all of your bull riding info on Makin8.com. Tune it in, rip off the knob, and let's get hide, hump, hooves, and horns. Makin8 is a winner.
Thanks for tuning in with Makin8. Happy trails, be blessed, and get a grip.
Welcome and listening to a radio station where the mighty hosts of heaven sing.
Buddy Gizmo McCracken. We've been to Cheyenne, we've been to Fort Worth, we've been to Salinas Rodeo, and we're on the Makin8 Rodeo Network, so keep this thing plugged in, because you don't need that kind of aggravation.